The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Hallelujah. Somebody excited to see this brand new year and the first day in these 12 days of empowerment? Come on, let me hear a big hallelujah. Somebody that God has blessed already in this first day, shout a big, big hallelujah. With a big shout of thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and thank God for the privilege He has given to you and I to be here today. What a privilege. What an honor. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the honor. Celebrate Him. Thank God from the depth of your heart. Thank God that you are here today. You are in the sanctuary. You are here in God's presence. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the praise. Don't be too familiar with the presence of God that you cannot worship Him. La Rosi Catoli Branosca La Payando Sapariandoza. La patana velahita vreniziato erote ketina verataka tela bragadaya vanane katila veladea evera teketine kelo bragadaya varato kakala vahiske liandrodoziate. Give Him all the praise. One more minute, let God hear your voice. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the honor. Express your thanks to Him from the depth of your heart. Bless the Lord,
oh my soul.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
I am.
Father, we thank you. Thank you so much for your faithfulness throughout the year 2024. Thank you for your kindness to us. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your assistance. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sustenance. Thank you for protection and preservation. Thank you for all you have done for us since the last 12 days of empowerment in July. Thank you for keeping every one of us till date. To you be all the glory. As we commence tonight, Holy Spirit, we ask for your presence tonight. We ask that you help us. We ask that all through these 12 days, your help shall be available for us in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name. We promise to return all the glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? I'm very excited tonight because I know that there are some people that are here and that are watching us that God is going to bless specially. And if you are one of us, let me hear your loud hallelujah. In a minute, speak to God and say, Father, make me the first partaker of this first night. Lift your voice and speak to God. Make me the first partaker in this first night. I want to be the first partaker of what you are going to do tonight. I want to be the first partaker of what you are going to do in this supernatural increase fast. Father, make me the first partaker in this supernatural increase fast. Make me the first partaker in this supernatural increase fast. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As you have said it, so shall the Lord do unto you in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Congratulate at least one or two people and then please be seated. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. The theme for this year is increase on every side. And the theme for this program is supernatural increase. All the same thing. Increase on every side, supernatural increase. You are still talking of the same thing. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you to the first night in this season of revival. And I trust God that as we journey in these 12 days, every day will be easier for you in the name of Jesus. Securing supernatural increase via prayer. Securing supernatural increase via prayer. Open your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 50, verse 15. And then Joel chapter 2, verse 32. Isaiah 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Somebody say, that is me. Also, Joel chapter 2, verse 32. Joel 2, 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. And the Lord has said, and the remnant whom the Lord shall call. As we call on God in these 12 days, he will hearken to us in the name of Jesus. When we are talking about supernatural increase, it means different things to different people. For somebody who wants a job, when he gets a job this year, that's an increase. For somebody who wants to get married, if he now gets married, that's an increase. For somebody who wants a baby and then gets a baby, that's an increase. Somebody wants a higher turnover or a higher GP. So supernatural increase means different things to different people. But for the purpose of definition, what is supernatural increase? Or increase on every side? What does it mean? This is expansion, growth,
improvement and development by the help of God. Increase on every side, or what we call supernatural increase, means expansion, growth, improvement, development, which is by the help of God. Number two, what is supernatural increase? It means growth or expansion or progress that is beyond the realm of the natural laws and scientific understanding. Growth, progress, and expansion that is beyond the realm of natural laws and scientific understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Number three, what is supernatural increase? It means to prosper despite prevailing circumstances or situations. To prosper in life despite prevailing circumstances, despite prevailing situations. That is, I can also call it, to enjoy rivers in the desert. While I was praying today, God spoke to me again about this matter of rivers in the desert. Again today. So it also means to prosper despite prevailing circumstances and situation. That is, to enjoy rivers in the desert. I'm speaking about somebody's future. And if that person can hear me, shout a big hallelujah. When we are talking about supernatural, it refers to something that is above, beyond, and far higher and greater than the natural. When you say something is supernatural, it's far above the realm of understanding. It's far above the realm of certificates. It's far above the realm of beauty or handsomeness. When we are talking about supernatural, we are talking about something beyond the realm of what you can do by your power or by your might. If all you have achieved and all you ever achieve is because of your strength, your beauty, your connection, you are still operating in natural. If all you have achieved and all you are still going to achieve is only within the scope and circumference of the certificate you studied in school, you are still operating in natural life. But we are talking about a life whereby things are working, that even you yourself knows that this can only be God. I pray for somebody here today. What will happen in your life this morning? People will say, this can only be God. Yeah. I say, what will happen in your life today? People will say, this can only be God. Yeah. Can I hear a loud amen? Yeah. You know, I'm sensing something about this year. I'm sensing something about this year. And one of the things I'm sensing is that when we say it, it will not stay long before it will happen. Amen. Do you know there are some prayers I prayed at crossover night and I already saw the answer? Hallelujah. Crossover night, 31st to 1st. And the answer already arrived. As God liveth, I will hear your testimony. Amen. I will hear your testimony. I will hear your testimony. Amen. You know, one of the fears of us as pastors, when we are praying, when you are fasting, seeking the face of God, sometimes you'll be feeling, I hope God will quickly answer this thing. But when you begin to see God answering them, you are excited and you want to do more. I pray for you that the God that is answering the prayers of those sharing their testimony will answer your own too. Amen. Say a loud amen. I believe we can enjoy increase in our work, in our assignment, and this can be via prayers. So what is prayer? Prayer is communicating with God on the basis of his word and your relationship with him. Prayer is communicating with God on the basis of his word and your relationship with him. You know, when you have a good relationship with somebody, it's easy to ask. It's easy to ask for something. Recently, somebody from one church just called me and said he needed something, something for something. And, you know, and I told my wife, said, but how come this person had not cultivated over the years, just appear one day? And I thought about it, that is true. Though we still did it. But sometimes when you have a good relationship with somebody, it's easier for you to be able to approach the person and say, that is what prayer is about. Prayer is about cultivating relationship with God to the extent that when you say, ah, daddy, please, I want this, he will give it to you. And that's why you see us fasting. Not that we don't have food to eat, or many of you here, there are food in your, there's food in your house. But because of the relationship, you want to build the relationship with God so that anytime you speak to him, he will answer. We will not enter the sixth day before your prayers are answered. We will not enter the sixth day before your prayers are answered. Say it loud, amen. What is prayer number two? It is seeking divine intervention over a given situation on the basis of God's word. Seeking divine intervention over a given situation on the basis of God's word. You go to God and say, God, none shall lack her meat. You said it in your word. Where is my meat? You go to God, none shall be barren. God, based on your word, you have said that shall be the head and not the tail. Oh yeah, lift me. That is going to God, speaking to God, based on the efficacy of his word. This is what you have said, Father, and I believe it, and I make demands on it. I make demands on it. I make demands for it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, what are some facts about prayer? Facts about prayer. Number one, all believers are expected to pray. Psalm 65 verse 2. Wow, I want to be very fast so that we can close early tonight. Tonight is the first night, so I have a lot to say, but I'll try to be very fast. Psalm 65 verse 2. O thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Every believer is expected to pray. Every believer is expected to pray. The reason is because what prayer can do, certificate cannot do it. Philosophy cannot do it. Connection cannot do it. So every believer is expected to pray. Number two, what is good needs prayer, and what is not good also needs prayers. Facts about prayer. Number one, what is very good? Perfect home. Your home is very sweet. It needs prayer. If your home has issue, maybe you and your husband slap yourself before you even appeared in the cross overnight. I don't want to say today, because today now we are fasting. So it's very unlikely that husband and wife will slap themselves. So, but maybe you slap yourself in course of last week. You need prayer. If your wife is always, my lover, my sweetheart, you still need prayer. If your job is doing very well, you are doing so wonderfully well on your job, money is moving in, you need prayer. If your job, the leg is shaking, the company itself is at the realm of bankruptcy, you still need prayer. That's why I said, what is good needs prayer, what is not good needs prayer. Somebody say loud, amen. I don't have time to go into all these things elaborately because of time. Number three, facts about prayer. There is a right way to pray and there is a wrong way to pray. People think that prayer is just praying, praying, praying. No, there's a right way to pray. James chapter 4 verse 3. James chapter 4 verse 3. Ye ask and ye receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. There is a right way to pray, and there is a way that you pray that the prayer can be answered, because it's not, there's a protocol for prayer. There's a way we pray that makes God to hearken to our prayers. There's a way we pray that God will say, "Leo, serious." Number four, facts about prayer is that Jesus himself taught us how to pray. Luke chapter 11 verse 1 to 4. Luke 11 verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples to pray. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and all that. And so Jesus himself prayed, and he taught us how to pray. He gave us the protocol for prayer. When you are praying, you start with thanksgiving. When you are praying, you start by elogizing God. when you are praying, you pray for God's kingdom before you start asking for small things. Because all those small things, they are meant to be yours already. That's the protocol. When you get home, you can read it in that book of Luke chapter 11. Jesus himself taught us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That is, your kingdom be progressing. Your kingdom be advancing. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then you now go to other things. Give us our daily bread, you know, this and this and that. The Lord will answer us in Jesus' name. Number five fact about prayer is that our prayer is what determines what happens on earth. What happens on earth is not determined solely or primarily by heaven. What happens on earth is determined by what men do. Here. Matthew 18 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what? Can I hear you, wonderful people? Can we read together? One, two, go. Verily, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what? And then, whatsoever you shall... What happens on earth is determined... What heaven does is determined what, by what is done on the earth here. Heaven will not do anything until there's somebody on the earth that is pushing in the place of prayer. There's one law, is it law of motion? That says that, I can't remember that physics very well, that everything remains static until what? Until a force is applied to it. What's that? Nothing happens on the earth. Nothing. Nobody can receive anything except somebody here is engaging. Say, whatever you bind here, I will bind it. Anything you lose here, I lose it. I exercised that thing today, honestly, and I saw it. But it's not a testimony I can share here because we are on the internet. What I just taught now, I exercised it today. I commanded something to lose, and it lose. And that's why I said, I sense something this year. That is not a year that will be praying that something. God, please do this. We say, God, I need this thing now, oh God. And then, within a 2 months, it's done. That's where I see this year to be. Nothing will happen except you pray. I'm waiting. I'm wishing. Anyway, with time, nothing changes with time. Nothing changes with time. The only thing that will happen with time is deterioration. Nothing changes with time. Nothing will improve with time except somebody rises up to pray. That's why you see some people, with due respect, not people like you anyway, who you will see them in their life is the same 20 years ago, you meet them later, you see the same 10 years later, 5 years later. Nothing changes. Because the laziness in the place of prayer has made everything to be on the same spot. But after these 12 days, nobody will see you at the same spot again. Nobody will see your life not moving forward again in the name of Jesus. Everything will move as we pray. Everything will happen as we engage. Number six fact about prayer is that every religion prays. Every religion. There's no religion where there's no prayer. If you can mention men, I don't want to promote. No religion paid me for adverts here. So I will not promote any religion than Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, but you know what I'm talking about. There are some religion that when they are doing their fasting, like our own fasting like this, the last few days, they don't go home. They will stay in their house of worship all night. They will not sleep. For the last, 7 days or 3 days or something, they will not sleep. They will be praying. They will be praying. These are the forces you are contending with that are not allowing your increase to appear. And that's why a believer that is not ready to pray is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. Forget increase, my friend. Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Examples of people who prayed in the Bible. Number one is Elijah in James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. James 5, verse 17 to 18. The Bible says, Elijah was a man subject to of like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth. Now, look at this same story in 1 Kings 18, verse 42. But when you get home, go and read this story. This is the story of this man, Elijah again, stopping the rain. He says, so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the camel. Go, start from, where do I start? There's no time. Okay, start from 40 because of, and then stop at this 42 so that I can just explain a little bit. Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. This was after, this is a very long story. Let me give you a little bit of summary because of time. There were some guys called the prophets of Baal. 450 of them. They were doing as if they had one power. So Elijah said, if you know you have power, let us put an animal here. Then they pour water on this animal. And before that time, he had stopped rain for 3.5 years. He said, if you know you have power, let us pour water on this animal. Then you call on your God from morning till night. Pray from morning till night. Let that God set this animal on fire. So the prophet, that's a small thing. So they came out. The animal was there. They poured water on it. And they started calling their... After some time, they started cutting themselves with blades so that the God must respond when he sees their blood and sacrifice. Their God did not respond. So Elijah started making fun of them. He said, maybe he's sleeping. Maybe your God went to browse. Maybe he went to eat suya. Maybe your God... He started making fun of them. Then he said, okay, another place. Put another animal there. Oya, pour water very well. Oya, pour it like 7 times more than the one you pour for the others. He now said, oh God, so that they can know that you are the true God, and so that you can turn their heart back to me, to God, that is to you, let fire come out. Immediately fire came out and burnt that sacrifice. Now, after that happened, Elijah now said, all these guys bring them, and he slaughtered all of them and killed them. He now said, now that all these guys have been killed, let me release water. Now go to that verse 42. I've summarized for you now. Go to verse 42. He now said, we know what he now did. He now went to pray. He now sat down. He now placed his head between his leg. He placed his head between his leg continuously and sent his boy. Oh boy, Oya, go and check if there's rain. The boy said, there's no rain yet. He said, okay, come back again. He placed his head continuously. And he said, go and check again. After some time, the boy said, there's like a small scent of rain. The cloud is somehow. He said, go and tell Ahab that he should prepare. It's going to rain here today. Nothing will change in the life of no believer can take charge except you are ready to pray. No believer can take charge except you are ready to pray. That's why the Bible says that a man subject to like passion, James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18, say a man like you, that's the meaning of subject to like passion. If you read some verses, say a man like you is commanding rain that it must not rain and it did not rain. I command blessing to come into your life. I command blessing to come into your life. Let me see that version. I saw one version now. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Oh! A nature like ours. That is a man like you and I. What was the difference between Elijah and us? If we are ready to pray, there's a God that is ready to answer. Another example of somebody that prayed is Jesus, our Lord and Savior, a man of prayer. The Bible speaking that he prayed and the fashion, Luke chapter 9, verse 29, the fashion of his countenance changed. when he prayed. His raiment was white and glistening because of prayer. He prayed so much that his countenance changed. His life changed. His destiny changed. Anything that stops you from praying has killed you. You are just living. You are just alive, but you are not alive. Anything that says you should not pray, you are just living. You are not really alive. Because once you cannot pray, you can't take charge. You can't take charge. You can't get anything done. May the spirit of prayer rest upon everyone here today. I said, may the spirit of prayer rest upon everyone here today. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? I promise to close early, so let me just try and wrap up. Some reasons why we must pray. Give us, wow, so many. Okay, I'll just give us a few, as many as I can get to before 7, then we'll pray. Number one reason why we must pray, God commanded us to pray. Why must we pray? Number one, God, Luke chapter 18 verse 1, men always ought to pray and not to faint. God did not say animals ought to pray or machine ought to pray. Say men always ought to pray and not to faint. Every man is commanded to pray. Every woman is commanded to pray. Let me tell you. Oh God. If things are going on a little bit smoothly for you and you are not praying, I'm telling you, somebody is praying for you. If you saw revelation that you are going on an accident and you went on an accident, on that journey and you came, you are going on a journey and you have an accident and you went on, you came back and you didn't have an accident, somebody was praying for you. If things are going on well for you and you are not praying the way you are supposed to be praying, God has used somebody somewhere for your life. Men are commanded to pray. Because without that issue of prayer, devil can do and undo. Number two, reason why we should pray, to secure help. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Every one of us needs to pray. There's no need to shout and cry when you can pray. Psalms chapter 60 verse 11 and 12. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Through God we will do. No need to cry. No need to weep. No need to be running from one place to another if you can pray. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number three, why must I pray? To generate power for accomplishment. This is a brand new year now. You can't do anything this year now without generating power. I called one of our people today, this morning, for something. And I said, hello, I hope you are fasting. He's here now. I said, I hope you are fasting. He said, sir, I must fast. He said, I must generate the power, sir, to be able to do what God wants me to accomplish this year. And him. One of the things, reason why you pray, is you generate power to be able to accomplish what you need to do. The power you need to accomplish what you need to do is not muscle power. It's not muscle. It's not big chest. No. It's the power generated from prayer. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. And now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Lord, thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. That's prayer. It is prayer that gives you boldness. It's prayer that gives you boldness. It's prayer that gives you boldness. If you are not praying, you will be a jelly Christian. Christianity is a vegetable Christianity is a product of prayerlessness. Anybody you see that is people think that changing from one church to another is what will solve problem. That does not solve problem. That doesn't solve problem. What will solve the problem is to sit down and listen to the teaching and pray. And pray through. You are next for your testimony. When power is generated, you can easily silence the devil. When power is generated, you can easily silence. So how can you as a lion believer run away from rats? How can a witch be threatening you in the office? Some years ago, I was working in an organization, and one man who was also senior, my senior in that organization. Immediately I entered, right from the first day, I knew that he didn't like me. He just looked at me somehow. The way he even talked to me, I don't know you before. You don't know me. I've never met you before. But he saw something. Started threatening me, not knowing that he was the principality in charge of that place. He would use his instrument to talk. So when the boss, our overall boss, come, he would tell the person, sir, please sack this person. Please move this person. Please, can I have some money there? Please. So he was the one being promoted. So I said, hey, so this is what you are doing here. I didn't bother myself at all. We met in the place of prayer. He was doing his own, I was doing my own. And I can tell you, he left me there. He left me there. Because one day, the overall boss just said, hey, you, what are you doing here? I heard that you are not, oh yeah. Follow him to the office. Pack everything you have in the office. Get out of here. That's what prayer can do. When you are praying, no matter who the devil, the witch, or the wizard is, they cannot conquer you. Everybody threatening your place of work, you will conquer them this year. Any force conquering you in your place of work, you will conquer them this year. Say a loud amen. Amen. This one I've never told you before. There was somebody around me one time who was I won't say a witch or an Ogbanje spirit. I will not tell you the story. Mama knows the story. And maybe one or two pastors also might know the story. It's a place of prayer and fasting. The person knows I know, and me too I know. So let's go. Let's see who will win. It doesn't matter who is against you. They will fall for your sake today. Amen. Say loud amen. Amen. I can't go too deep into that story. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Why must I pray? Reasons why I should pray. Number one, number four, to encounter God's glory. To encounter God's glory. Like I told you in Luke chapter 9, verse 29, the glory of Jesus appeared. Many times Jesus went to pray. And the Bible says, a glory appeared. Look at that. And it came to pass. Verse 28. And it came to pass about an eighth day after this saying, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. Now look at that. And as he prayed, Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance altered, and the remnant was white and glistering. He was the one whose glory appeared. They were sleeping. So your glory easily emerges when you pray. Please don't use these suits to judge us. Suit and tie is not what we determine that. That's why when we wanted to start ministry, some people say, these people that how can Jewish people, as if people that must go into ministry or serve God, they must be people who are suffering, people whose life are dilapidated and frustrated. Say, if they go there, they will run back. That no. It can't be people like this that will be saying they want to serve God in this capacity now. You're already okay with your life. So why are you bothering yourself? No. You will shock your enemies. I say you will shock your enemies. It is the prayer generated glory for Jesus. Don't wait for your wife to pray for you, your husband to pray for you if you want glory to emerge in your life. Don't wait for your brothers or your wife or your sister. My mommy is praying for me. My uncle is praying for me. I know your mommy is praying for you. I know. I know your daddy is praying for you, I know. But you yourself, you have to pray so that your own glory will emerge. And it will emerge. This year, I will see God's work in your life. This year, I will thank God for you. This year, I will thank God for you. I said this year, I will thank God for you. Number five, why must I pray? To have power over Satan. Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 7. Acts 12, verse 5 to 7. You must pray so that you can have power over Satan. The devil does not respect phonetics. Devil does not respect grammar. Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Before this time, I think James was just killed, right? And then Herod now prepared to kill Peter. And when Herod would have brought him forth to the same night, Peter was sleeping between two shoulders, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And the chain fell off from his hands. Every chain on your hand shall fall off today in Jesus' name. Before this time, Herod had killed James. So he now said, people love the way I'm killing those apostles. Who, because James did not aggressively pray as much as, and there was no much intercession for him as it were. That's our belief. Now, Peter, he now arrested Peter too. That, let's just, after 2 days, we'll kill this one too. So everybody will be hailing me. Herod Baba. So instead of Herod to quickly kill him, he didn't kill him on time. He said, let's wait for 2 days. And the people said, this is wrong. They started praying. Friends, don't let all your friends only be friends of Netflix friends. So. Don't let all your friends only be friends of a hot Indomie. No. Let's eat hot Indomie. Let's enjoy. Let's share me data. Share me data, friends. Shakala bradosi kati bragatish. Share me data. These Peter's friends, they started praying. And because of that, angels was dispatched. Who are your friends that can pray for you and angels will be dispatched? Who are the people you can call when there's an emergency and they can pray? You call them around 6. They wake up and from there they continue to pray and fast. Who are the people you can call that they will not eat for 3 days until you are delivered? If you don't have that, you still have a long way to go. If there's nobody you can call when there's an issue that can pray and intercede for you, there are many things that can cause that. When we get to the matter of character for increase, we'll talk about that. But when your character too is not in tandem with some people's life, they might not really... Anyway, let's leave that for now so as not to digress. Number 6, why must I pray? Obtain mercy. We are prayed to obtain mercy. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. So we pray so that we can obtain God's mercy. Somebody one time went to a program and Daddy Adeboye was there. And they said everybody should kneel down. Like the way we kneel down on 31st. You remember? So Daddy Adeboye kneeled down and he was praying. And they said everybody should be praying. All the only thing he asked for, the person was not far from me. He said all the things he asked for was mercy. Oh God, show me mercy. Oh God, show the redeemed Christian your God mercy. Oh God. Mercy. This was not a 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes prayer. All he was asking for is God's mercy. God's mercy. God's mercy. God's mercy. God's mercy. God will show you mercy today. How your life will be great this year, it will be by God's mercy. How your life will be wonderful this year, it will be by God's mercy. Haven't you seen people that you see them and you know that there's nothing special about this person, that it's just God's mercy? There are people like that, that when you see them, you know there's nothing really extraordinary about them, it's just God's mercy. And lastly, why must I pray? Stop here because of time. Deliverance from affliction and sickness. We must pray so that we can be delivered from affliction and sickness. James chapter 5 verse 13. James 5 verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is anybody sick? Let him pray. Do you have typhoid? Pray. Do you have asthma? Pray. Do you have ulcer? Pray. Do you have menstrual pain? Pray. Do you have high blood sugar? Pray. Do you have low blood sugar? Pray. Do you have arthritis? Pray. He said, is anybody sick? He didn't say, some should pray. Some should. He said, is anybody sick? Let him pray. If you are afflicted, it's better for you to pray. With due respect to doctors and nurses here and those who are online, I believe in your profession. God has, and God created you for some particular people. Not that God created you that everybody will be your customer. For you to must build house, you must go to London and buy a car. You understand what I'm saying? But it's not that you now, people like me and these people that have understanding, our life is not for, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because the way some people are looking at me is as if, what I'm saying, and I'm saying it emphatically, sickness will not be your portion in life. The money you are supposed to raise, use to train your children to good schools, and will use to eat good food, you will not use it on drugs. Say loud amen. Amen. Say loud amen. Amen. I was traveling one time and I boarded, and a young man about my age or maybe slightly older than me was beside me, and I saw that he didn't eat. So I was asking him, okay, all this food they are sharing us, why? He said he's going for a surgery. I think I told you the story that time. He's going for a surgery. And when he told me how much he has spent already and how much he's carrying cash, because you cannot carry more than $10,000 when you are traveling. And he was carrying more than that. So when they searched him and they saw it, he had to call a customs officer and show them the papers of the hospital he's going, because from airport he's going straight for surgery. Stays in Port Harcourt. He's one of those guys that works in the oil and glass sector. And thank God the surgery was successful. But that money can build industries. That money can build churches. That money can send children to good schools. That money can do well. And as he was traveling, his wife was also already in another plane. Already from in America also, going to the hospital to go and wait for him there. Money that should be used for something good. I pray for you. As we pray tonight, the traces of sickness that is pursuing you shall dry up. The traces of sickness, the symptoms that are coming around your destiny shall dry up in the name of Jesus. This year, I declare it sickness free. I declare it sickness free. Struggle free. Sickness free. Struggle free. Sickness free. Struggle free. Sickness free. Struggle free. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Rise on your feet, people. Let's give God praise tonight. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.